Blog Talk Radio.
Of you.
they keep offering. Girls is way too fine for us to keep offering. Give her a handshake only for my man's sake. She in a birthday suit cause of the damn cake. Now it's crumbs all over the damn place. And she want me to come all over her damn face.
Yo, check this out. It's the Soul Brother number one, Pete Rock, man. And you're checking out Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop music. You know what I mean? Soul Brother number one.
Six Man
Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
Radio. Radio. Yo. Yo, where I'm from, they let the cartridge blast. Everybody smart in math. Loan sharks with cash, running from the knocks and tasks. Streets arts and crap. Come on, I start to laugh. Cause I almost got the case with Rich Parker ass. Now a nigga paid out, suede couch. I'm in a hooded things, bitch, but the way out. Cats be hit clip. When I come around, they play mouse. Mickey and Minnie, Jerry from Tom. Heavy in arms, in front of Pam Pam. Hannibal, Beverly, Lever, Kyla Bank. Kind candy, blue gauges, polished man. Y'all in astonishment, looking for acknowledgement. Report on him, he a snitch, throw water on him. Any repercussions, make sure my seats bubble. If you ain't hear me on clue, I said I see double. Guns double check, hoes double sex. Count and handle my money, but I double check. Bubble Lex ain't too much, more I care about. Liquor store in the Bronx to a warehouse, clear out. Telling my liquor, sound so a hell of a whisper. Gassing up a hoe, telling you miss her. Dealing with the old timers was a hell of a listener. Been in celibate. Dipper, nigga pelican slippers, which mommy is senseless. Get my moolah, I'm conscientious. Tell me that, Johnny Benzes, pop my ball. Harlem, mama, Paul. Fell off, but back on, nigga, time to ball. I'm 45th and Lennox, 3-piece suit, bean pies. Spinal cord, gun up in the spinal cord. Ain't got no time for y'all, we 8 digits, we play frigid. Killer don't cook, keep blaze biscuits around us, straight midgets. Jewels we keep frozen, y'all keep dozing. The woven sheet closing, streets buzzing, V dozen. Bitches calling me husband, saying we fucking we wasn't. Lying on a coochie, I'm coochie. Dying for a hoochie, put an iron for a boobie. Casino style, diamonds in a doobie. A killer keep running to the timing of a groupie. But need work, we play the time. If your dope ain't 8 or 9, don't waste my time. You racing for shine, only way you be around motherfucking paper boys. If you quit your job and go be a paper boy. Car swoop buck 50, gun shoot buck 50. Bare facts, buck 50, Air Max, buck 50. Only New York nigga to fuck with me. On a period, blood sticky, same night, plug misty. Play Toronto like Doug Christie, fuck Christie. Louis the 13th, sluts with me, give me head. Your kettle can tie, blunt in my head. But my day is Friday, toast for my bread. Niggas try to stick together like they smoke me crack. In real life, Nia think I'm long and throw me the head. Heard what I said?
On my brain just like a rifle, stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split, play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit, verbal assassin, my architect pleases, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus.
Yo, relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sounds of your PMD, while you should keep quiet while the MC rap, and if you tired, then go take a nap. Yo, what's up, this is Paris Smith from EPMD, and I'm chilling on Six Man Radio, holding it down, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You got to chill.
On my brain just like a rifle, stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split, play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit, verbal assassin, my architect pleases, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus, Nasty Knives is a rebel to America, police murderer, I'm causing hysteria, My troops roll up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnap the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is grouse, my raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels
hey,
like a rocket.
This goes out to you. This goes out to you and you and you, Biggie. And you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you and you. You reign on the top with short like leprechauns as I crush so-called willies, thugs, and rapadon. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon. Don Dada, fuck Papa, you got to call me Francis M.H. White, intake like toast, tote iron. What's told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady.
Yeah.
Frankie, baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to all G's with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Before I squeeze and bust, if the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle kit. You're delicate, you better get who sent you. You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Biggie, how are you gonna do it? Do it.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set when I spark you wet. Look how dark you get when you're marked for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? In fear, you start to cry. Ask why. Unexpectedly like bird shit. You heard skit. Stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got cum in them. Cause they
man.
Nothing but dick. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Man, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, hanging with your bitch. I know you playing, you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'm a
Yeah, 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 ayo, peak the style and the way to come.
cop sweater.
Uh-huh.
The number one question is, can the feds get him?
Uh-huh.
I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with you.
Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights and lane scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't hate it. Now y'all come with me, I run up and stunt still. Yeah, so you think your little man's to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Mini, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in, I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick. Who?
Where you from? Brooklyn going out for all.
Represent y'all, hit you for you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes to play me. I'm from Austin, I'm Austin, jumpin' JV.
Trigger
JV.
Nigga, baby, my best style flows malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's ditching. Gram chopping, police there docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Yeah, rockin', yeah, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols. Blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the day's end. With New York place outside.
Get up out of there.
Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
What up, y'all? It's your man, Bill Dance, world famous MOP Virus Squad. Again, not in the building. I built this motherfucker, and I know my way around, all right? Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, man. God's going down. Salute.
Six Man
Radio.
Deal. For real.
Yo, it's L-Matic. Shouts out to the homie Nine, son. Words from the wise one make both your eyes run. Red with blood like Go-Go Dewberry. You barely throw jazz with your vocab, you Larry. My punchlines knock niggas the fuck out. The urn block figures, cock triggers, and duck drought. The flyers, and I ain't just being biased. And Hebrew El-Zias, one with the messiahs. You just a virus, a fucking disease that affects these. So techniques ain't nothing to sneeze at. I'm much sicker. I crack the seal on a duck sticker. Split the blunt, roll it back up. And lick the front, the road of classics. Fucking chain with your local crafting. You just a follower. Your mother shouldn't have had your ass. You should have swallowed your life. Bottles of pills to overdose. Only to leave you comatose. To wake up as one of Jehovah's ghosts. I'm Ben Mean since the age 16. From long range, you rearrange if we exchange some scenes and scars. Spitting bars, I'm on a level with the stars. Devil trying to tempt me with the bevels in the cars. But I'm too swift with the true gift. I knew if I put a line down, you slip. Blue slips in the park, seeing guns spark. Niggas running from the knock. Animals that brought, it's more crazy than a picture by Martin Scorsese. Instead of y'all starting more crazy, fuck y'all.
Let me hear you say, hey,
get money,
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 hey.
Now let's go, cause when worse come to worse, my people's gone first. So if you ain't busting down, please disperse, please disperse, please disperse. I knew I never should have bought that teaser purse. But homie, that's what happens when you're in the dirt. And I guess that's what happens when you wish to reverse. And you on the east side between second and first. And you pull up on the star and she dressed as a nurse.
And you tell her all the things you might have hidden in the verse. Uh-huh. And surprising to you, man, the script really works. So she gives you all her numbers plus a name and a trait. And you make sure it's right when you hit the alert. Then you call her up tomorrow and you scoop her for work. Then you bring her around the way and the crew goes up. Now the only question left is really who's going first. And if you can't find a condom, then you go and search. And by the time you get back, shorty way more than broke. And she done buttoned up a blouse and pulled up a skirt. And now you ask her what's wrong and what went wrong. If you can't get a calm, then you really ain't a dawn. Now she yelling out cons, you played yourself. I wish the player that I met would have stayed herself. Which made me say to myself, I need to drop this chick off. For the police at the door, and they blocking me off. Cause you know she testifying like a Christian in church. So I ain't had no other trick but tell the chick disperse. Cause when words come to words, my people's come first. So if you ain't busting down, please disperse. Please disperse. Please disperse. I know I never should have bought the tears suppressed. Cause when words come to words, my people's come first. So if you ain't busting down, please disperse.
Colder in the winter and hotter in the summer. Get on up, get on up. Live your life right when you be corrupt. Volcano about to erupt. Get it up, get it up, get it up. That keeps your ass jumping. Why when it to get on, you want something? Yo, I got the poisonous traps for little rats that fiend. They come the bedroom dream. I kick it at a slow or at a quick tempo. A lady's disposition won't twist the mental. I'm built for conflicts with chicks with issues. I can lick the wounds, bring ease when misused. Bringing all the pain and make your thing shiver. The beat make you bite your nails and shiver. And we gonna give a encore performance. Haters seem dormant while my presence is enormous. Tarnations, I went gold. Stressed out with faith, but told cats to get a hold. Who is the whose mic is stronger? Rock for an hour and he might rock longer. Kid, you're perplexed, seems I better get to gonging. The cleanup man, hang you up like awning. Don't step in the arena, that's a stern warning. I'm the pops, I raise the sun like morning. Seems you're still sleeping, hey, stop the yawning. Open up the blinds and witness the dawning. The new application and I'm the applier. And I'ma set it off like fire. Yeah, yeah. That make it hot and fat and like puff
like that.
Now I got to urge you all to move ahead. Don't dread, cause I keep the stock in the shed. And if you need a boost, then I got to jump. Because we prone to make the party go bump, 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 bump. Where you is? If you the baby daddy, then uplift the kids. Get back and plan on being on front crossing. Incognito, you heard the name quite often. You dressed in black and been issued a coffin. I thrive on this plane. You off to the lost one. Like hey, on pepper, it gets hot, nothing better. From each little dash, it gets the whole smash. It's tasty too, so satisfy your whole palate. Fake IDs are revoked and invalid. Infracting bodies out on the dance floor is what I wanna see, not less but much more. The lyrics just fueled, he got good reviews. The kid made the news, how he left no clues on how he just murderized the whole damn jam. He just got results that smiles and wave hands. The mission could never be accomplished, however, until we bounce to an island with hot weather. And still we'll be able to rock and rip crowds while other MCs say nothing and talk loud. While other MCs say nothing and talk loud. If you whip the tribe, chest out and be proud.
Brothers on my job for the way I hold a piece of steel. Brothers on my job for feel.
So what you say?
I'll go wild as I sip from a cold low and brow. Set up rhymes like fire to gunpowder. Boom. Did the baseline crank from being rated off from being top ranked. I'm hard like an erection. Phrases might get too tough to break down in sections, so I grab a pen and pad. I'm back to make a killer, similar to a backstab. Don't arrest me, arrest my brain. It's insane. If I'm booty, then I've been framed by an MC who can't beat the R.E.D. Fuck with me, you'll get slapped up and capped up easy by me and the Trey A pistol. So vacate the premises or act Mayday Mayday for H.E.L.P. Brothers tell me I'm electrifying, similar to Rel 3. I don't brag and boast, but smash and roast MCs with degrees from here to the West Coast. A miracle with no abracadabra. Beats and membranes with mass like crackers. Were they rich, saltine, or townhouse? None of the above was caught with the roundhouse. Kick, backflip, semi-full. My vocal cord cool, my pull ain't bull. I'm down with the squad, no more than 4 to 5 brothers. 6 or more, you seen got smothered by a fist of fury. Next is the verdict. Let's hear from the jury.
Brothers on my job, for the way I hold a piece of steel. Brothers on my job, for the way I hold a piece of steel. Brothers on my job, for the way I hold a piece of steel. Brothers on my job, for the way I hold a piece of steel. What
I'm a nightmare to rappers, terror to an MC. Correct a nigga with the help of ED. Aggravation, don't need it, so get off my dick. Master disaster, no time for flick. Straight up B-boy, real McCoy like Bruce Leroy. Strap the Bozak when I'm stabbing the schizoid. Gangsta rap, Daddy Mac or the Bozak. Boys a funk, funk, punk, stuck like a smokestack. To swing low and lick the balls. I'm like Schwarzenegger, correct his shit and total recall. I'm ED in the posse that's 10D. To whack a sucker nigga, booty rapping MC. So step off, cause you get no props. So stick a fork on them red man.
Why?
Cause he's done.
Brothers on my job, for the way I hold a piece of steel.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, the legendary DJ Scratch, Scratch Vision President. You're now listening to Six Man Radio, adult, contemporary hip hop, and you don't stop.
Yo, I need some ice cream, buddy. For the nighttime. 49-1-9, 49-1-9. When the sun go down, we still shine a while. We still shine a vibe. 49-1-9, and the 9-1-9, and the 3-3-6. When the night time come, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit. Hey yo, it's the new flavor. The next step, Fonte, best cap, secrets is the AIDS cure. I stay raw, whether they bootlegged or paid for. Old school like Prince Deja, when he was hosting Rap City with finger waves on. I put my name on the map through dismantling. Embarrassing, arrogant cats in the battling because their raps ain't astonishing. Got niggas in the club spitting out the Heinekens. Like goddamn it, when that nigga take him rhyme again, he nice with the homonyms. Ill flow, I guess I got it from my mama now, for real though. MCs in Carolina, 3 in the morning, insomnia rhymes to say, yo, let's put the drama behind us, just let the beats rock. Start a cypher while the whack niggas eavesdrop. Knife mouth, click it on the beatbox. Always hit me in my sweet spot. Go to the crib, drink some peach schnapps, and doze off the peach rock. 49-1-9, 49-1-9. When the sun go down, we still shining, we still shining.
Yo, Nate.
Yeah, I'm here. Woo!
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah, man. Six-man radio.
That's right. Six-man radio, man. It's your boy, Bad C. This is the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. Like I said, it's Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man. And to the side of me, like every week, you know what I'm saying? My lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle, though.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. Every Saturday, and we're back once again.
Yeah.
Woo, with another powerful show, see?
Yeah, man.
Yo, man, I don't know what to say. All I can really say right now is we are killing it.
Yeah, I'm on fire. Fuego, fire burn. That's what's up.
Word.
You know, that's what's up. Salute, man. I want to give a salute to everybody who's supporting us. You know what I mean? I see y'all, and I salute y'all, and I thank y'all, man.
Yeah, indeed.
And shout to the whole Six Man Radio team, y'all. You know what I mean? Shout to all y'all, motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. I added two new shows.
Yeah.
And they're doing well on Mondays, The Race.
Yeah. Yeah, and on Thursday we got Grown Man Gaming added to the mix. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all check them out. And also, wait, but hold on. PD Radio and Tell All Radio and Woodshop Radio, MCMI Radio, and Bodega Fresh.
That's right.
Still rocking though. Every
night. That is some ill ass programming.
Yeah.
You would think it's HBO up in here.
Yeah, word up. Basically, we giving y'all niggas something every week and every day.
That's right.
Yeah. So tune in, man. BlogTalkRadio.com/Six Man Radio
Seed, how was your week, man? A lot of shit happened this week, man.
Yeah,
a lot of shit happened.
A lot of shit happened, yo. You know, it was something that I wanted to talk to you about, but I forgot.
Oh, damn, I ain't no good. I like to hear what you got to say, but you know what I wanted to say first of all was, well, damn, there's a couple things I want to say. One thing I want to say is, did you see that meteor hit Russia?
Nah.
I heard
that it was coming. When did it hit? It hit yesterday?
No. I think it was like earlier in the week. Like, okay, I'm thinking it was Wednesday or Tuesday. You know, like, it's two things. It was a meteor that hit, right? And there's an asteroid that's passing us, but it's not going to hit us. You know, but the meteor thing bugged me out. You would have thought it was, y'all seen it. I know y'all that are listening, you guys seen it on the news. You would have thought it was like Armageddon. And this thing just coming out the sky like fire because it broke off into pieces. You know what I'm saying? And this shit hit Russia. They showed that impact. And, man, listen, I was like, whoa. Maybe there's a little something to this.
It was over there bugging, wasn't it?
I would be bugging, and I'm here in the States, yo. I would be bugging, like, get on your knees. You better accept Jesus. You better stop playing. Not playing. That was what I thought when I saw it. Y'all out there, don't play. Whatever you got to do in this world, in this life, you better get to it. It's coming.
Word.
It's coming.
Word.
That's all
and
I
that's
got
real
to say.
Shit. Yo, yep. And also, I want to talk to you about the Grammys real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, yo. The wildest part about it, first off, I think LL had the best performance. That's me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I just thought that it was really crazy how Chris Brown was the only one sitting down when Frank Ocean won. Yo, man.
Oh,
like,
my God. He looked like, bro. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You won or not, nigga.
He stood up, man.
And then, like, he's sitting there with, like, his balls is King Kong size. I'm like, yo, close your legs, son. What you doing? Like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, he was sitting like he was in his house.
Yeah. Like,
you're not in your house, nigga. Sit
this
up.
This is the Grammys. Put yourself together. Oh, my
the
God.
Fucking, the fucking Grammys, Chris.
Come on now.
Anyway.
Oh, man. And
anyway.
Then, you know, that was, that was crazy.
Yeah. It was off the hook. But tonight, on the show tonight, we have one-third of one of the best hip-hop groups of all time, Onyx.
Right.
Rapper/actor Sticky Fingers is in the building.
Indeed.
He got a new movie that dropped on the 5th. It's a hip-hopera. Hip-hop musical. It's crazy. It's called Caught on Tape. It's got Cedric the Entertainer, Vivica Fox.
Yeah, man.
It's got a few people in it, man. So tune in, you know. Stay tuned. Matter of fact, he coming up in a second.
Yeah.
Y'all check him out. And later in the show, we have a brand new female MC. Oh, Lord. Y'all going to want to check her out.
She is dope. I checked that Dyke video, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She's really
man.
Dope.
Sia is in the building, you know. So... And we got a crazy show for y'all tonight. It's real nuts, and it's a Saturday night. I know a lot of them hoes is watching Beyonce right now.
Where's she at? What's she doing?
The HBO
special. Yeah, I think that's supposed to come on at 9 o'clock. But you know, that's no big deal.
It's all good, baby, because the archive.
Yeah.
We fighting with Beyonce, so I already know.
Nah, man. Yeah, you know how many times that's gonna come on. We good. Plus, you know what? Too, it's All Star Weekend.
But
so,
you know, black folk like to watch it when it first come on.
Yeah, that's true. So they could talk about it the next day.
I used to be like that. I know I'm like that. You know.
You
what
are
that?
Word. I used
Hell
to be
yeah.
like that. But now I'm not like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna catch it.
Next.
Yeah, I'm good.
When there's a real big TV event, go on there, go look at my Twitter.
You go
around
in.
Those times. Oh, Jesus!
I know you go in. Oh,
Jesus.
Yo, before we go, you know, continue on to the show. You heard about Tim Dog passing away?
Tim Dog, fuck Compton, Tim Dog.
Yes.
Well, how he die?
Well, it said he had a seizure, like complications of diabetes. He died on Valentine's Day.
What?
Mm-hmm. But not only that, though. I don't know if you knew this about homie, but you know he was charged with grand larceny, right? Just like milking chicks out of their dough, acting like, you know, they was like invested in his career.
I did read something about that a couple years ago.
That was crazy. But rest in peace, Tim Dog, I guess.
Rest in peace, man. I ain't gonna front. You know, I mean, he was a whack hot nigga.
He went in on
you know
NWA.
Like, right, but the shit was whack, but it was hot at the same time. Like, I can't really put my finger on it. We need to come up with a word for something that's whack and hot at the same time.
Damn, whack and hot at the
something
same
whack
time.
Whack and hot. Because it's mad shit like that, man. That just, it's shit that's so whack is hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's shit that's whack and hot. And
I don't know. We got to come up with something.
As a
clever.
Artist, he was whack and hot at the same time. I guess the idea of him
whack
was hot, but his him not really being a lyricist was whack.
Right.
Thus, the whack forward slash.
Kind of short. A little short. Just slightly short. But, you know, the intentions were there.
Right. Absolutely.
And then he decided to swindle women. Things come back on you, Tim Dog, as you can see. All right.
Damn, Tim Dog. Damn, wait. Damn shame what they did to that dog. Damn, man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
Okay. So, you know what? Let's go open the bag, the door. I hear the door in the back. I hear a stick. So, we're going to let him in. This wild nigga.
Yeah, he is wild. He's wild,
y'all. So I hope y'all. You know what I'm saying? Wait, if y'all cooling and y'all relaxing right now, wake the fuck up. Well, don't even say nothing. They gonna wake him up.
Don't say a word.
Because the beat playing right now is so calm and relaxed. Why would he come in here? Hold on. Wait. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back, man. Y'all hold it down. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's good? What up, Seed? Yo.
Tonight's
guest is bananas. I'm so excited to talk to him about all the things he got going on. Let them know who we got on the line tonight.
Nigga, I'm so hyped. I'm ready to punch a hole in my wall. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, on the line right now, we have the infamous Kurt Jones, a.k.a. Sticky Fingers.
Kurt,
what's good, bro?
Word up. Word up. Honey, man, you heard?
Word up. Word up. What's good? What's good, nigga? What's good?
Good. Everything is good. Today marks the day of my second directorial debut. You know what
wow.
I mean? New movie caught on tape. Hip hop musical starring Vivica Fox, Dedrick Entertainer, Leek Yoba, Boshin, Woodbine, fucking Joe.
Wait, so hold on, hold on. So hold on. So you got Vivica actually spitting, my nigga? She spitting?
Yeah. I got the old white lady from Desperate Housewives spitting too, son.
Who? Terry Hatcher? You talking about Terry Hatcher?
Nah, the older one that she died and shit.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, yo. My nigga's rally.
You got Kel Mitchell in there. It's
yeah.
crazy.
You know what I mean? Andy Stone.
Yeah.
That shit's cracking, son.
Yeah,
that's crazy, my nigga.
So you know what's up, because you got Kel Mitchell in there.
Yeah, because my people were talking about it, like, yo, you got to see this. I'm like, what? Let me check, because right now, if you guys, anybody who has an internet, Google Caught on Tape, and you guys can catch a quick preview of it online, and just, you know, it's going to be dope. I can't wait.
The thing I don't like, usually I edit my own trailers or something like else, edited it. And, you know, they did do a good job on editing, but on the trailer, you can't tell that they're rhyming because they, like, cutting the words off because of rhyme. It's hard to be a rhyme, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's still crappy.
Yeah.
Look, the
that's good shit. But wait, Stick. We gonna come back to the flick
right.
in a second, cause I wanna take it back. We had Fredro on about a month or two ago. You know what I'm saying? He came on, he blew the shit out the water, you know, as he do. You know what I'm saying? But I want to take it back. I want to chop it up with you about Onyx, man, because I ain't going to front, my nigga. Like, during the time when y'all dropped, it was so needed for y'all for New York. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all.
Man, not just New York. You think it's small, man. It's the whole globe, man.
Well, the reason why I say that.
I know, because West Coast is winning that.
Right. And as a fan.
Duff Jam was in the hole money-wise.
Right. So, after traveling
the world, I'm just saying it's a bigger picture than that. You know
right, absolutely. And that's the standpoint y'all was supposed to take. But as the fan in Brooklyn, looking at Video Music Box, looking for new York City hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, y'all... Damn, like, I'm not gonna front for y'all out there that didn't get to grow up in that when Onyx really hit in New York City. It was crazy.
It's like missing Christmas.
it was so crazy. My nigga, Bad Bitches was standing at the bus stop making screw faces. This is how serious they were.
You see Obama's kids making the screw face, right? Obama's kid, they took the kids in their phone, they're making the mad face, son.
Word. Old people.
We made Britney Spears cut her hair bald, son. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Sinead O'Connor.
The niggas go to the barber shop, be like, yo, give me an Onyx. You know,
my nigga. My nigga, I knew it was real when I seen an old ass lady meme mugging. Like, come on, man. Like, how long? How shorty 70 years old? Shorty 70 years old, throw your guns, come on, she rally.
He's wrong. The bitch was only 69, nigga. See?
You would know, nigga. Nah, but nah, so. During that time when y'all dropped, we all know Jam Master Jay brought y'all in. What's up? Yeah, but rest in peace. Rest in peace to Jam Master Jay. Word up. When did y'all know that y'all really was on to something crazy when y'all came together? Or was it just, yo, man, you know, we just going to come out, we just going to do our thing. But did y'all know that y'all was going to make that mark, like, deep down inside, bro?
Well, let me tell you this. This is what it was. Like, you know, me personally, I wasn't thinking about money. I wasn't thinking about fame. I wasn't thinking about anything except for just bodying anybody that's in front of me. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And then one day, my nigga Oz from Blue Tribe Barbershop, he was like, you grew up with us and da 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 da. You heard the music, seen us come up, good times, bad times, da da da. One day, he said some shit, and it made a chill go through my fucking body. He said, yo, man, I swear to God, when y'all niggas drop that album, you gonna be the illest nigga on the planet Earth. And it happened. So, yes, we knew and yes, we didn't know. Like, I didn't know Slam was going to be a huge commercial success like that. But we cracked that record for a whole 2-3 weeks, maybe even a month in the studio to follow up with Throw Your Guns, you know, because the radio and everybody's playing it. We had the clean version, but then it was like, yo, this shit is like a little bit too crazy, like, you know, like certain places wouldn't play this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They wanted to, but they cut it just because of what it was. So we had to make something just as aggressive, but on a whole nother note, and a little bit less violent.
Right.
Absolutely was more violent, because if motherfuckers slam dancing and have a mosh pit, you know, they would be leaving with broken arms and busted broken limbs and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so yes and no.
We crafted it knowing, you know, we got to make the illest shit on the planet Earth. And we did.
And you know,
if everybody was going to realize it was the illest shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might make the illest shit and nobody get it. You know, they might get it when you die type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the beats was always crazy. Shout out to Chai Skills, cause yo, man,
Chai Skills and Jam Master J, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, Back the Fuck Up was such a phenomenal album, man. But it was wild because y'all didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all didn't
we
stop.
We still pulling up that shit right now, son.
Right, I know. But the wild thing about y'all is that the consistency was so crazy because. You know, your follow-ups was equally, I mean, they were, the next album was a little darker, but it went into more of y'all's lyrical abilities and songwriting abilities and really, you know,
we
y'all, man.
We lyricists, you know what I mean?
All day.
That's what it's about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all day. Get them, Nate.
Well, my thing is, I want to, you know, like, of course, it goes without question. I want to thank you, of course, for being an honest, for creating the sound, for everything that you guys did. But, you know, when you and Fredro transferred into film, I thought it was the dopest thing ever. I was like, yo, and not only that, you guys could really act, you know? So what made you even decide to go into that direction?
You know what happened? You know, I never dreamed to be a rapper. I never dreamed to be an actor. You know, I was satisfied being a 15-year-old barber, cutting school to make more money. You know what I mean? But one day, you know, after the Onyx egg hatched, you know, our manager was like, yo, Spike Lee's having an open call audition for this movie called Clockers. And, you know, so I went up there and auditioned. The line was around the fucking block. We used Onyx at the time already, you know what I mean? I was like, I can't wait in the fucking line. So I had a couple of, you know, kids with me, and we skipped the whole line. But ain't nobody say shit. Anybody looking at the floor like,
yeah.
So I went in there. I had that energy. It just blew it out. And I got the fucking part. And I got the part, too. You know what I mean? My first movie was Makai Fison's first movie as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we just, you know, it just after that one, another one came, then another one. Right this second, if you go on IMDb,
I am there now.
Credit to my name.
Mm-hmm.
It says this actor has over 60 credits in film and television, over 60 credits.
And may I just say, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know you were in The Shield. I'm like, he was in The Shield? And also the FX. Yeah, the FX, the war drama that you were in, they only had 13 episodes.
Over
that
there,
was controversial.
Over there.
Yeah, over there. And I'm like,
I was Blade. I'm the first rapper to be DC superhero ever.
Yeah, you played Blade. You took over. You took over from Wesley Snipes. Yeah, you took over Wesley Snipes' part. Yeah, yeah.
Wesley is my dude. Big up. Those are some big shoes to fill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll get it twisted.
I mean, like,
no.
A very impressive resume when it comes to television and film. I mean, I know you never thought in a million years.
Now I'm doing my own. I want to do my own films now. You know what I mean? That's where it's at.
Yeah.
You know what, Stick?
I'ma holler at you off the record though about that film shit, cause your boy just shot a movie too. It's coming out in March. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my sticky on a little bit.
You got your names in there?
Nah. It's off of a book. I'm gonna tell you the trick.
Okay. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Right, and of course you want to give new heads a shot, but in order to sell it, you need some names in there.
Absolutely.
That's Hollywood bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah. Just like records, it's just like the record business. Yeah, but we'll chop it up off the record. We'll chop it up off the record with that. I want to talk about real quick about. See, one thing that I liked about you though. Is you was always the closer. Now in a group, for those out there that don't really understand the hip hop, the most important parts of the song, as far as the DJ's concerned, like when they're playing it on the radio or whatever, it would be you the first and or the last verse. Like it's your close, your opening, your closing got to be crazy. So how it was usually set up, it was brilliant. It was great because Fredro would come out wowing. Fredro is so sick. He'd come out wowing.
Fredro, and then the general.
Then next up, Sonny Caesar, the Money Greaser, who would pretty much be the level between the two. He's the bar. He's the bar. The dumbbell, the weights. He's the bar. Y'all two of the weights,
funny.
You know what I'm saying? And then with Sticky come on, yeah. Brother, listen. The one record that resonates is the Shut 'Em Down remix. Shut 'Em Down remix. I don't need no mic.
I don't know.
Did you really throw the mic down, bro?
Absolutely, I threw the mic.
Did you write that? Did you write that though? Did you write like when you went, I don't need no mic, and then parentheses, close mic.
What happened? I was mad at DMX because at that point in my life, I was like, yo, when I'm rhyming in the studio, if anybody in the studio with me, y'all niggas better be standing on your feet.
Right.
No niggas sit down while I'm rhyming. I was on some real bullshit, right?
So yeah.
First, I said, all right, boom, I'm about to go do my verse.
And everybody got busy on that record, so you know what I'm saying. Everybody got busy, but
and on the remix with Nori and Big Pun.
Yeah, and Pun, yep. But word up,
everybody.
Word up, yo, this nigga Sticky came through and put the fork in it. Like I swear, and I'm not just saying it because homie on the phone. I give it up where it's due, man. Like dude is the ultimate closer. Like you don't want to put him first on the record. Because if you put him first on a record and you don't follow...
Record's over,
it's done, man. Like, the DJ's going to... Don't let it be your record featuring Sticky.
Oh, that's right over.
Well, don't let it be your record featuring Sticky and Sticky's first. Like, they're not even going to play your verse, man. They're going to play Sticky's verse, man. You know what I'm saying? And they cut it off. Word up. But nah, man, yo, that's
nobody, nigga, son. Believe that.
Well, yo, I kind of want to go into that real quick, too. Your solo joint, when you went solo.
I'm in the studio right now, right this second, working up the shit.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Because, yo, you had a classic Dolo album. You had a classic Dolo album, the Autobiography of Kirk Jones. That was your that was your, the Black Trash joint. That was the debut.
Yeah.
So the autobiography. Wait, what was the joint that had the court? It was a court joint.
That was it right there.
Oh my Lord.
It's called A State versus Kirk Jones. The whole album was a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now what I've done is I'm taking it to the next level. I always wanted to shoot the Black Trash autobiography of Kirk Jones movie, but I never got the budget. And boom, and I never put my own money. So then I came with the idea for A Day in Their Life. And it's a movie, but everything is in rap. So it's the exact opposite of Black Trash. You know what I mean? Where that was an album, but it was a movie. So now this is a movie, but it's an album. Now it's A Day in the Life. The whole shit is in rap. Everybody in there, da 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 da. And now the next installment is Caught on Tape. Same shit. The whole entire movie is an album, but it's a movie, but it's the album because it's in rap and it's some other shit. And nigga is writing 16 bar verses. Nigga, I'm writing 90 minute movies, busting these niggas' heads open. Fuck out of here.
I think that's real clever. It's real clever. Like those. It's original, and you would think like in this day and age, can nothing be done that's original? But even with the film, it's just like really dope creativity, and you know, I can't say enough about you. Like
so little bit of money, you know, ain't no $10 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is fucking car money. I'm shooting these movies with. You know what I'm saying?
That's
real
crazy.
Talk. You know what I mean? Shit. But you know what? I probably won't get the recognition until I'm dead. So maybe I should.
Don't say that.
Oh, that's it. That's a line. I'm putting that in my rhyme. I'm in the studio, so I'm in creative zone.
They won't get the recognition until I'm dead. Will we ever see an honest reunion?
Next one. What?
Yeah, can a couple fans please get an Onyx reunion like a whole?
No. Going hard. What you talking about? Oh, you talking about?
Well, I talk about the original. You know what I'm saying? Though. Well, what's up with Sussies? Is he retired? He stopped?
Nah, he's doing his thing. He got a video out right now called Doc Help. From his label,
what?
Titanium. He's doing his thing.
All right.
Singapore and Switzerland right now.
Dope.
Shout to Sun Seas, man. I want to try to get him on the
definitely,
show too,
definitely
man.
Shout to Sun Seas, nigga.
Word up. Shout to him, man. And we want to maybe get all three of y'all one day,
yeah,
man.
We're not like those other groups right now. They talking about each other.
Yeah.
You know, like, niggas ain't seeing eye to eye. You know, they end up doing their own thing or whatever the fuck. That was still your boy at one point. Like,
absolutely.
You're going to, like, rag us, then, you probably wasn't
absolutely.
That hood in the first place. Shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Y'all ever get into it? Because we had Camp Low on one time, and I asked him, I said, yo, how did y'all stay together? And Sonny Caesar, you know, he said, yo, you know, we took him in the room. So we go in the room, lock the door, you know what I'm saying, and just and slap box it out, you know what I mean? Like, that's how he said it. And have y'all ever had to do that? Like, y'all brothers, so I know, you know what I mean?
Maybe we're like crew members, like little homies. You got a lot of beat their ass and let them know, you know.
Yeah, but y'all ain't never had to.
You know what I mean? But never with each other. We the bosses.
Yeah.
The bosses don't do that. We have a conversation. We put all our sound mind. You know what I mean? Now, little homie, they might be just getting their mind. So sometimes you got to whip them niggas into shape. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell yeah.
Never
all
with each other. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Good shit. So you think that leads a lot to the longevity of y'all staying together, is the fact that y'all see that shit like mine like that. Because I have a problem with that.
First of all, cousins, man. We got the same bad blood.
Family.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our favorite groups break up, man. You know what I mean? And it be internal shit. Like some guests have said, you know, the money comes in, changes things, you know.
Man, that's why there's a word called divorce, okay? Nothing lasts forever, period. I don't give a fuck, you know? But, you know, as long as it's done respectfully, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely. Nate, you got something else for him?
No, I'm good. I mean, he's covering it.
Oh
all
yeah,
for
I got this movie. I got this movie with Robert De Niro and John Cusack coming out. Yeah, I think it comes out like September or some shit. It's called The Motel. I'm wowing in the motherfucking movie.
What?
And I just shot another movie called Brooklyn Night. It's like I guess the urban version of Romeo and Juliet. And I'm Knight, and the girl is Brooklyn, and I directed that one too.
Damn, you are busy.
I'm trying to get it popping.
I see.
My lucky number. This is 2013.
Yeah, man. And we proud of you, bro. Word up. And we definitely support all day.
Thank
you for coming through. And, yo, before we let you go, I cannot let you get off the hook. We asked all our guests the same question, bro. It's three. It's three. You got to, bro. Come on, Stick. Come on, Stick.
I'm on your fucking ass. Anything.
All right. Yeah, all right. Your top three MCs of all time, top three groups of all time, top three producers of all time, hip hop. Let's go.
Okay, well, the first question you might not like, but it's called Me, Myself, and I.
All right.
I'm good with that.
Onyx, Run DMC.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I got to really think about that one now. Now you make me fucking think. See?
Then you
said, what was the third category?
Producers.
Okay, definitely Dr. Dre, S-Man, and then now the group thing. Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, man.
You know? That's a good question. I'm thinking. And actually, there are no groups anymore. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it was all solo artists and da 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 da. So I have to go dig back to other. I got it. Favorite groups: Onyx, Run DMC, Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. There it is, man. Word up, and yo. You heard it here first, Six Man Radio. Sticky Fingers is on the line, y'all. Y'all, it don't get no better than that, man. So,
caught on tape, word up.
Caught on tape. He got the movie Caught on Tape. It just dropped, and it got Vivica Fox in it. And who else?
Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, my God. Cedric the Entertainer.
Malik Yoba.
Malik
Yoba.
Joe
Yo,
Torrey.
And this is Sticky Fingers, director. Man, y'all gotta check it out.
Directorial debut.
Yeah. I know I'm checking it out. I gotta check it out, man. I gotta see it, man.
Go to Amazon.
No bootleg.
Walmart or some shit. Target.
No bootleg.
We have to support. Fully support.
Yo, this shit's been bootleg for a week, nigga. It just came out today, and it's already been bootlegged a week ago.
That's why I was surprised when you said it dropped today, because, like, one of my people that work, you know, down in the mail room, he was like, yo, Sticky got this film out. This shit is dope. I'm like, what film? What's going on?
Well, yo, like my nigga trying to say, he said, yeah, Elise is on the bootleg, man. That means, yeah, you know.
Shit is good.
You want to watch it, shit. You know what I mean? Okay. You can't stop. Like, I learned that early on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Word up. Yeah. All right. So, yo, we going to be right back, y'all. We out of here. One.
Six Man
Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Special Ed, the youngest in charge, and we got it made. You know what I mean? And right now, y'all tune in to Six Man Radio, your place for adult contemporary hip-hop.
Yeah. You already know, man. It's your girl, Sia, repping Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, and I'm kicking it with Six Man Radio, the home of dope contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Let go.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, XL. You now rock on Six Man Radio, home of dope contemporary hip-hop and R&B. You already know my homie, Bad C, Six Man all day.
It's your boy, Lab.
all the way from Dayton, Ohio. Shout out, you want to be for life. Shout out to me, Guns, Bad Seeds. You are now listening to Six Man Radio, adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Lad.
Yo, what up? It's Poison Pen. Best stop, man. Team behind me on deck. You hear? Six Man Radio, adult contemporary. What else do you want in life? Come on, man.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Linden Boulevard, represent, then Tribe Called Quest, represent. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for President. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC short and black, there ain't no other. Trinity born bad like Nia Long's grandmother. Different shot, they all that. Pipe dog ditto, honey, tell you, man, to chill. Or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? Can fly for the assassin, I can fleas off the collar. Hip hop scholar, since me and the hot you a duck. The hide of Muggsy Bones, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a Tribe show and watch the three kids rip.
Queens is in the house, represent, zen. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, zen. No theming of the style, cause it gets a rev rent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, zen. Here we go. You know that I'm the rebel, throwing out the wicked like God did the devil. A funky like your grandpa's drawers. Don't test me, we in like that. You're dead like Presley. When we coming through, get tickets to see me. We work for the paper, so there'll never be a preemie. Lyrics are abundant, cause we got it by the man. Egos are our idol, cause the music is the jazz. Jazz will up on the pitch. Curveball, catch it. I think I got it locked. Just move while I latch it. Right. Now I must move with the quickness. In comes Shaheed, so we must bear the witness.
Squad, not in the building. I built it and I know my way around. Right now, we're getting down Six Man Radio.
Go get your rat to my homie. We not having that. Get him in the club when that shit jam packed. Keep thinking it's a game. Get your man took. I'm never under pressure, never seen half shook. Love money, I would drop. Hell broke loose. All the drama, ain't no telling who I'm gonna shoot. Check my motherfucking resume. Catch tab with a motherfucking cheddar bay. Slide through at your own risk. Chain back with the same, you know, bitch. Teardrop, cause death is a tearjerker. Where the shot is strapped up to a shell burner. It's foul how they took out Tookie. All this foul shit I did, they should've took me. Smokey, that's a slow toke. Lickin' for the homies, gonna smoke toke.
Man.
I'm holding, pop that, nigga move slow. The moment, squeeze the trigger of the fofo. You know this, nigga stitching for them po-po's. I'm floating, that trigger, nigga's no joke. I'm holding, pop that, nigga move slow. The moment, squeeze the trigger of the fofo. You know this, nigga stitching for them po-po's. I'm frozen, neck, wrist, fingers, no.
I smoke that nigga like a purple stick. Smoke a bitch pussy till she walk with a limp. Ha, elemental P. Heavy heavy metal chains, but my 2007 guns is plastic. For you crackheads, the new crack is Mon D. Put the pipe down, pick up the CD. In the hood near you, we got all the fiends. They sell a couch and a TV, just so they can get a few totes to the dope. New shit from Hav and shit P broke. Yo, they passing new laws so they can ban us. Cause our shit is so strong, niggas jaws be stuck. Twisted. And they throwing up, they nauseous for causes. The pauses we clutch, it's a love-hate thing we got with these fiends done. They hate when we gone and love when we re-up. I'm holding up, cop back, nigga, move slow.
Hey, look at this. I've been cleaning out my nest, and I found an old book of my poetry.
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Got to get a job, cause I was a high school dad. Wish I got paid by rapping to the nation, but that's not likely. So here's my application. Pass it to the man at AC&C. Cause when I was in school, I got the AEE. But there's no SC for this juster. I didn't have no money, so now I got a punched up. Clock out of slave, and be half a man. But Whitey says there's no room for the African. Always knew that I'll put rock G. But welcome to McDonald's, may I take your order, please? Gotta serve your food that might give you cancer. Cause my son doesn't take no for an answer. Now I pay taxes that they never give me back. What about diapers, bottles, and Similac?
Wake your fuck ass up. It ain't nothing but a traffic sign. Chill. Get up on the plane. You teach some lessons about the street. How we do?
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Sleeping in the living room with my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen the white car crash. The light pole, two niggas hopped out on foot and dad. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security guard for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends. The stage of robbery, the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, getting signed, get sewn up. Cocaine laced and marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had you foaming at the mouth. How straight tweak it the next week and we broke even. I made allegiance and made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reason, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, aka Compton's human sacrifice.
Yeah.
My thoughts, my music, my life. It's everything I want to share.
Yeah, these pussy niggas talking, I don't hear no. The same niggas that was flexing from a year ago. Until that money started rolling in. Now when I roll up, I never notice them. Bitch, I'm getting paid, all that shit you say irrelevant. I be with them bitches you be wishing you could meddle in. Caramel, me and Milano's. Up in mansions in Miami, taking shots with models. White girl, doing white girl. All the way, times I think I might Earl. But I can afford to lose it, throwing hundreds like it's nothing. I can see these hoes shoes.
That is all around in they house. Put the gun in they mouth. Tell a nigga talk shit now. They think you know the gun go. I ain't scared of the law. Now, I'm about to go to war. What it is, nigga, win, lose, or draw. I never get caught murking y'all, cause it ain't what you do. The question is who's tall, but I'm way too raw. Catch me any day you want. You can think I'ma play if you want. But the fact that remains, if I got an AK and you don't, put in play if you don't. Don't get me wrong, cause the nigga wanna kill me too. But they just ain't about shit, cause it's very well known where I'm at. They can catch me in the booth right now. I really like that, nah, nigga, let me hold
4-4 spit the hell out of old shit. Protect the heart of you both here. You better check your gun, cause you be so sick. If a chopper leave you with no dick, on plastic bag holding your shit. Leave 6 in you a couple more to bitch, and I don't miss, cause I'm focused. Hey, that nigga.
Yeah, what's up? This is Trigger Tretch, also known as Tribal Tretch, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch. And this is how we do it. New Drew, Dirty Jersey style, Guard State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music. Grown folk things going on over these parts, partner.
Six Man
Radio.
I'm at the uptown on Dykeman, the Icing, talking that how she only dealt with businessmen. Niggas bad as joints, money off and on the book. The ones who stand firm like ain't nothing shook about them. I doubt them cats wearing for me, you know them niggas. Them big dudes across the street, she said, yeah. They from over on Mayfair, bullets from out of nowhere. Told her stay there and duck down. I hit the ground but managed to pull the beast out. This bitch over there with them pointing the chief out. They want beef out here, they gon' get it. In the worst way, I'ma show them how black play. Roll the dice, fucking with me like snake eyes. I break guys, sit back and watch my cake rise. It's all about the Benjamin's crew, that be the motto. Ran out of ammo and started throwing bottles. Running, and I ain't looking back for shit. Crooked ass bitch to me, I get you back for this.
I love you, baby. No, you don't. You drive me crazy.
Since the last altercation, I've been on the street. I see honey at the club every week and I speak. I'ma rock that ass to sleep before I strike. I ain't know the real deal until last night. How one of them brothers was locked with Bay Bro. Used to call my crib from C-74. Kick rhymes over the phone for hours, he had the jack. Bay Bro told him, you wanna get money, be black when you get home. We never had chance to get up, and wouldn't have. If his gun had left me hit up, he'd explain how his whole crew was slapping honey. Besides all that, she owed them cats a lot of money. Funny how it's a small world, baby girl. Who's about to get fucked with no jail? I'ma sit back and watch the tape finish baking and plan your extermination. Word.
Bust around, 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 b
No tricks, no tricks, baby.
Yeah. Six man.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Seed? We got a real great guest on the line. This girl is really doing her thing. And, yo, from what I hear, she's like the next to blow.
Word up, word up. And I ain't even going front. You know, I'm very critical, especially when people try to put me on. You know what I'm saying? I come from that era. You know what I'm saying? So, but when I went and I checked her out, it exceeded my expectations. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest for the evening, Saya. What's good, miss?
Yeah, what's Gucci?
Word up. You Gucci.
Yeah.
Word up. You Gucci. Word up, man. Listen, God bless you. First off, I want to say that to you, you know, and I wish you all the success in the world. You got a lot of talent, and I can see it. I can see the glow, and you're going to get there. Just stay focused. I want to give that to you, from me to you, first off. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely see it, yo. Word up.
Thank you. I appreciate that shit so much, man, for real.
Word up. So how did you start? Let's start there. What made you say, yo, you know what? This is what I want to do.
Man, I started rapping when I was 7. Honestly, I seen a...
You were.
Yeah, man. I seen a Bone Thugs and Harmony video when I was young, and everything about those guys just intrigued me, and I started writing.
Which video?
I think it was First of the Month.
Oh, all
right. Wake up. First of the month.
Yeah.
So, you know, at that time I was going through a lot because I was living with my mother who was on drugs then. And, you know, me being so young, I was very, very aware of what was going on around me. And I tried to find a way to escape those things, even at that age. So I started writing. And honestly, my writing turned into poetry, and poetry turned into rhymes. And that was all she wrote, man.
Right.
Yeah.
That's dope. And like, during that time, because you from the borough. Roosevelt Project. Yeah, I did my homework, man. That's what word up. And, yo, I want to touch on one of the first records that I heard of yours was the DYKE record. Right.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was so dope, because at first you get the connotation, okay, she's saying dyke like that, but
yeah.
It's not even going. It's not. What's the acronym? Tell everybody that acronym.
The acronym for dyke is damn, you're killing them.
Damn, you're killing them. You
yep.
know what I'm saying? And Nate is dope, because the video is crazy, because what I liked about it was that it symbolized how she came out, she's coming out, she's spitting it to a bad chick. Like, when I say Shorty was bad dog, you know what I'm saying? And she's spitting it at her. I thought that was real courageous, and going that route, you gonna win, Ma. You
you're gonna win with that. You're definitely gonna win. So, what, as far as that being the have you found that being a real big roadblock for you? Trying to
me being overly engaged. Nah, honestly, it hasn't hindered me at all. It's been a blessing because I have the support of the LGBT scene, and I'm well respected on any scene outside of that, whether it's industry, anywhere I go, and niggas hear my music, they already know what time it is. You know what I mean? So real recognized, real, they fuck with my music off rip because I go hard. I can wrap circles around niggas and bitches. And then, you know, how I dress after that, niggas ain't really concerned with. And that's what I'm trying to love about our generation. You know what I mean? Maybe a few years back, you know what I mean, early 2000s.
It might have been an issue, yeah.
Right, it might have been an issue. But I've been in the game since I was 12. I'm 26 now, so I put in work. You know what I mean? Like, niggas know who I am, and I haven't changed yet, and I'm not going to. So they ain't got no choice but to respect me. And finally, I'm becoming a woman in this industry, and I'm being acknowledged for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right. It hasn't hindered me at all. It's been a blessing, honestly. It's never been a curse in anything that I've been doing.
That's really dope. But when you were growing up, was it an issue at all? Like, you were putting in your work and you were learning about the craft, you know, did you run into any problems, of course, when you were younger, you know, like maybe dudes wouldn't respect you because, you know, of course, you were in the LGBT genre, plus, you know, like, did dudes try to fuck with you?
Nah, it's I'm only roadblock I ran into as far as my sexuality is the label. Outside of the label, it's never, ever been an issue. You know what I mean? Like, it never came up. Except when I'm in a meeting with major labels and they're like, oh, we fuck with your music. We love this shit, man. You could tear this shit up, woo, woo, woo. And then the idea of, well, what's up with your image? Can we put you in a skirt and some heels? And then I'm looking at them, nah. I passed up a lot of major deals and a lot of money to stay true to who I am and my craft for my fans and my supporters. So, honestly, no, it's only been labels. And at this point in my career, I'm not concerned. Because right now, they finna start jumping on a bandwagon. So,
definitely. I don't even understand why they not even opening the door to that. I mean, it's a money maker, number one, first of all.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a money maker. The genre is deep, and they are very loyal. You know what I'm saying? And you know, one of my friends who's a DJ, I don't know if you know a DJ, Mary Mack. You know, when
DJ
I first
Mary
met
Mack,
her.
Just for years. Yeah,
Mary Mack, that's my girl, Haitian to the core. When I first met her, I was like, first of all, I didn't see her, I heard her. And I was like, who is this person that's DJing? And when I saw her, I was like, oh, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, but that didn't even faze me. I didn't even care about that. All I saw was her talent, you know, and I see it in you as well on the stage of crazy confident, you know what I'm saying? It's bananas, you know. So did it take you time? Did you always have that confidence? Did it take you time to build up that stage confidence, or was it always with you?
Nah, this should have been in my blood. Honestly, I feel like since I was born, that's the only reason God put me on this earth, was to make music, and that's how I genuinely feel. My confidence definitely comes from my grandmother. My grandmother is a very strong-willed woman, and she taught me a lot growing up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, fuck what everybody else say or they think. You know what I mean? Put on for who you are. And that's something that always stood with me as an artist. And then as well as me being around a lot of music heads and just trying to perfect my craft, I watch a lot of OG shows. For one, KRS-One taught me a lot as far as my music. I learned a lot from them as far as when I perform with layers and I take layers off. The fans and people in the crowd feel like they're going through something with you. And When you're confident in your music, it should definitely show on stage. And I'm very confident in my music. I'm very confident in the message that I'm trying to get across. So when I'm on stage, I feel like yeah, I run this shit. Yeah, I pay attention. So it's never been an issue for me. I love performance. I love it.
That's hot.
Yo, I want to. You're an MC and a dope MC. So I'm real interested to just pick your brain on the MCing aspect of it. Now, it's a couple parts to this. What's the first part is, what do you think about how the game is now? Because from what I hear from the music, you come from the cloth.
of what this shit is supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So, what are your thoughts on how the game is now? Do you think that it will come back around, or like what's your thoughts?
I pray on it. I mean, I don't knock this generation's music. I just knock the fact that there's a lot of artists out here who have $1 million deals who just picked up a pen and a pad 3 months ago. That's the only thing that bothers me. Like, niggas ain't putting no guerrilla work, no footwork, no nothing. They just decided to make a song and then the shit take off because you got, you know what I mean? Like, that's what the fans want to hear. They want to hear that trap shit. They want to hear that. They want to hear that.
Yeah.
That so-so music. You know what I mean? Me, I'm a lyricist. I come from that lyricist era. So, I mean, like I said, I don't knock it. I just pray that, you know, that this shit is a revolving door. I love the authenticity in real hip hop, and that's what I'm really trying to bring back as a female MC. And that's why when I do a lot of interviews or shows, I always get compared to The Boss. And a lot of people ask me, yeah, like, how do you know about The Boss? I'm only 26. I'm like, man, I do my research. And when I go up to labels and they tell me I look like her and I sound like her, and that's a compliment. You feel me? So that's the type of shit I want to bring back, like that real raw female MC shit. Well, even back in the days, they loved that shit. They loved when bitches had saggy jeans.
Exactly.
But they loved that shit, and I want to bring that shit back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Make it about the music again.
So the next part of it, the question, lyrics, as far as lyrics and actually sitting down and writing, as an artist, it's hard, especially in this climate. Do you find it hard selecting production? And now the reason why I ask this, you know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why I ask this is because as an artist, you might be drawn to the shit that you like, that you love in your heart and your soul, but you know that there's certain records you have to do that you might
kind of like.
Right,
you get torn between,
right. You know, is it hard? Like, are you having difficulty picking? Because from what I hear, the beats are they're on point, they're matching.
Right.
But is it difficult?
No, it's not difficult at all because I'm like a chameleon. I can adapt to any situation. I'm very versatile in my music. I can make any kind of music that anybody wants to hear. So that's never a problem. As far as my production, I have a strong team of producers. I have Black Metaphor, Composer. I have Vaccine, Capo, Final, Boy Wonder. Like, I got a long list of strong people behind me. You know what I mean? And, one thing about me, especially on my new mixtape, I experimented a lot. You know what I mean? I've never done club records in my life, but this time around I decided to try to do a few different things. That's why I put out that record called I'm Gucci. I shot the video for it. It's very trappy. It's very southern. So I never came to a crossroad where it was like, damn, I know this is what niggas want to hear, but I'm so used to, you know what I mean? I want to do me, and this is what I should sound like. At the end of the day, I just want to make music that everybody can relate to. So,
right.
I don't see it being a problem at all.
Good answer. Good answer.
So, what's up? Should we be looking out for you right now? Like, what can we expect?
Right now, we dropped Dyke, which we dropped in November. I'm gonna think about re-releasing it with some features. Big features. So I'm working on that currently. I'm gonna focus on releasing more visuals. Me and my director Mike Ho, we're in the process of setting up some treatments for some more videos and just flooding the internet with some heavy visuals and more unreleased music. I got some things in the work, God willing, if everything goes according to plan. But Tip put together some shit. I really can't speak on it, but just know it's very big and it can take things to another level. Me working with Tank as well. Tank is a force behind me right now with CMG. So just really, really staying true to who I am and pushing this shit to where it needs to go. I just got a new publicist and shit, so we just gonna flood the web and get these bloggers where they need to be, right in pocket, and just dominate shit. It's now or never, man. And honestly, right now I feel like it's my time.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I think y'all on the right path. Definitely get more visuals out there. You got a real unique look. You know what I'm saying? I think, I got a good feeling. I think you can go, yo. I think you can
Thank
go.
You.
I don't know.
I appreciate
it. You know, I ain't, you know, a genie or a swami or nothing, but I don't know, ma. Word up.
I don't know. But, from what I see, I have no doubt because she's been putting in the work, like she said, and she's confident and she has faith. And when you have faith, all things are gonna come to you, ma.
Yes.
I know it.
Yes, for sure. Sure.
Word up. Sure. And you know what? You know what? It was definitely an honor to have you on. We thank you and we look forward to big things from you. And anything you got is good as fun. You know what I'm saying? Get it to us.
Definitely.
We will get it on. But we
thank
can't
you so
let
much.
You go yet. No. I love the hook yet. All our guests, everybody that come through, we ask them the same three questions. And I'm interested to know your answer to these. Your top three MCs all time, top three groups all time, top three producers all time.
Okay, top three MCs. Missy Elliott.
Okay, yeah.
Of course, Biggie Smalls. And of course, Hov, man. Hov has been a big inspiration. And
that
I gotta add
Brooklyn
one more. I just gotta add one more. I gotta say Big L, man. He's a very underrated man, and he fell short in life, but that man would have been that nigga if he would have been alive. You know what I mean? So, definitely. Top three groups. Woo. I'm gonna have to run with TLC. I listen to hip hop, but I have a soft spot for R&B.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to say TLC. I'm gonna have to say Run DMC.
Right.
And I'm gonna have to say Slum Village. I love Slum Village.
Wow, yo, you know nobody said Slum Village.
Nobody said that.
Nobody.
Slum Village is very rare. Those guys are very talented, man.
Extremely, yeah.
Even to this day, for real.
They got a new joint out too. I was seeing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it. Yeah, I haven't heard it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So top three producers.
Top three producers. I'm gonna give you. Timbaland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
And Justice League.
Wow.
Nice.
All right.
I love that. You know, like, he knows the craft, man. I love that. I love hearing that, you know. Man, that's some dope picks.
Wait. Six Man Radio approved.
Yes, indeed.
Approved. Word up. So, once again, Sia, thank you. It was an honor. Please don't hang up because we want to get a drop from you, definitely. And
okay,
word up,
sure.
Man. Stop by any time, yo. Word up. All right?
I appreciate it, man. Bro, thank you.
No doubt. Six Man Radio, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Six Man
Radio.
Find myself awaiting. apple bomb said you gotta put me on. Bonita apple bomb, gotta put me on. Bonita apple bomb said you gotta put me on. Bonita apple bomb, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita.
Six Man
Radio.
Yeah, damn it. Yeah, damn it.
Yes, indeed, Seed.
Yeah, yeah.
Six Man tonight.
Yeah, man. Six Man Radio. You already know, man. It's the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. Every Saturday, man, 7:30 to 9:30. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with Nadine Michelle.
Yes, indeed. Yo, Seed, man. Salute you, man. You going in just now. You going to the origin of the song.
Yeah,
and then coming
man.
Back with the who sample is
you. Yeah, boy. Yeah, man.
Boy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Going into the vault. I'm like, what the hell? Man, listen, they don't even know. Ram,
gotta,
daylight.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it entertaining for them because a lot of times the original records are super banging. So
if you
go back and you listen to the original records, you'll get something from the original record that you never knew you could get from a record. You know what I mean? So, you know, try to throw that in there a little bit from time to time now. You know.
That was dope.
We did that, earlier,
dope.
Too. We did it earlier mm-hmm. in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Yeah, check it out.
With the spell on you. Yo,
yeah.
Y'all got to go back to the archives and check that out. You know, even the song for the Tribe Called Quest joint. Yo, history.
Yeah.
It's still Black History Month. Let's do it.
Yeah, doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
dope.
So, yeah, man. Another great show. Shout to Sticky Fingers and shout to Sire, y'all. Word up.
Dope
on
you, artist. Y'all look out for her.
Word
doing
up.
Dope things. Represent the LGBT community, man. Doing
word
it big.
Up. Word up. And she representing Brooklyn. Hold on.
Yes, indeed.
That has to account for something. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Word up.
All right.
And, you know, next week, yo, I'm super excited about next week. Next week, we got Puma from VH1 Black Ink Crew in the building next week, right? And he puts us on to a lot of the shit that's going on the show.
Yeah, man.
Things that's coming up. So you don't want to, you know. He's on the show, and Psycho Les from the fucking Beat Nuts is in the building next week. You
gonna
know
be
what
a
I'm saying?
Big ass show. Yep, another one. Just another one.
Stupid. But wait, all that is the setup for the following week, which is our 1 year anniversary.
Unbelievable.
One year
already.
1 year, man. And our guest. Is PMD of EPMD, man.
Good Lord.
Jesus Christ. So, you already know that night, it's going to be Hit Squad all night.
All night long, exactly.
All night.
All night. Nothing but Hit
all
Squad.
Night. All night. So, if you don't like EPMD, Dos Effects, Redman, K Solo, Keith Murray, Eric Sermon, Paris Smith, none of them, you don't like them, don't tune in 2 weeks from now.
And then jump off a bridge.
And then jump off a bridge because you don't like hip hop anyway.
You don't like hip hop, yeah, exactly. So now that's just that. Damn, another ender to the show already here. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but check me tomorrow, you guys. Bodega Fresh, third Sunday of the month. I got
you
none
got
other
Sean
than
Don.
Sean Don, baby.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
with it, I'm the number one platform from that indie shit, son.
Tune
in tomorrow, you guys. Sunday, 7 o'clock.
Word up. You know what? Let's get up out of here, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, man, this is Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew. Yeah, now I listen to 6 Minute Radio, home of that adult contemporary hip hop.
Man.
Radio.